Introduction to the Book of Zohar, page item Lamed Vav.
Amra Hakamei, Ribon Alma, Lemavrei Bi Alma, Veana At Mishmech. Amarla, Vav Ant, Vehei Dailechon, Beitvan, Itvan Deshmi, Itvan Beraza Deshmi, Vehakekin, Vegliffin Beshmi, Velo Ivri Behu Alma. Zot Lamedei. Lamed Vav Alat, Ot Daled, Zot Gimel,
the item Adel.
דא אם דא אדם מסכנים לא יבטלון מן אלמה וצריכים לגמול עם ההון טיבו דלת היא מסכנה גימל גמול לה טיבו לא תתפרשון דא מן דא ודאי לחון למיזן דא לדין פירוש הסולם
commentary of Sulam item Lamed letter Dalet rose and letter Dalet and Gimel entered and he said to her, it's for you to be together because you will be expelled from the earth and you need to sustain Hesed. Dalet Aniyeh is sold from the world Dalut. Gimel Gomel the Hesed of Dalet, and thus don't separate one from one another, and you need to balance one another. Clarification. The Pchinat Dalet is clarified, despite the fact that Dalet received abundance, and its corner comes out, Hasadim, and all the time Satra Atra enters and attaches himself and weakens the old Reish, because that Reish become miskin, the miserable, and it's written, meaning you need to be guarding yourself more so you'll be able to pass one another, and Gimel will influence Dalet. Adam miskinin lo yitbatlun min alma, because it has a power to separate between yourself and to sustain malchut, as which is the world, is miserable. So thus you need awakening from below to give the charity to poor, so the Dalet would receive from Gimel. And thus, it's enough for you if you all be able to sustain one another in coupling and balance one another, and not thus the klipot will not dominate over you. And lachen lo yivin dechul alma. Item bet, meaning this is the reason that Dalet and also Gimel cannot stand at the beginning, at the start of the letters. The light of bet entered and he said, creator of the world, it's good to build the world with me, because you're being blessed by me from down and up, because bet is bracha, the blessing. Creator said to him, of course I will create you with you the world, and you'll be at the start and I'll build the world with you. Clarification, bet is chokhmah, meaning chesed of chokhmah, as nekuda in eichalei, in a hole, because light of chasadim is eichal, the space for light of chokhmah, and it's bracha, the blessing. Derekoti lachem bracha, and this light is not diminished when he descends and goes through this degrees, the light of chasadim, one says, and it is as at the beginning of the rush of ten steps from himself, he reaches in the same power as the world of Atzilut and the end of Atzilut, and does not diminish when by the screens that he goes through. And that's what said bad. Meaning, because light of my blessing is equal to upper and down without any difference, and no masach nor aviyut will never be able to touch and decrease my light. That's why it is fitting to build with it the world, because klipot do not have any piece to attach themselves with it, because the klipot can only attach themselves when there is hisaron deficiency. Because I don't have any deficiency, there won't be any attachment. It's clear, right? Rav says, because it's bina that includes inside all chokhmah, and it's opposite the chokhmah that it wants only chassadim. That's why it has the power, so that how should I say that it's not diminished by any screens, by any boundaries, nothing. Let's like guard of bina. Yes. Creator told her, of course I will create the world with you, because he agreed with her, because with it it's possible to create the world, meaning, because I said the world will be built with Hesed, meaning will be built, meaning the building and understanding, because there is a clarity enough to separate from sanctity and this klipot to unite to you. In as it is said, as it is written, I will not reveal the heavens and will not give the blessing, but when they are not receiving it, because the klipot doesn't have cannot produce the fruit, because it doesn't have chassadim, Rav says. And it's the difference between the holy and the sinner, between the worker of the Creator and the opposite, because the world is built by Hesed, and it is written, Shiruta lemavrei alma. Shiruta meaning beginning, and it shows with this, because it doesn't stay show this as a foundation of the world, as Rav says, the righteous foundation of the world. It's only fitting for correction, Rav says, and the meaning is that this light of chassadim is only vak and lacks rosh, and it's not enough to give birth to souls for blossoming in fruits, because he likes gar, which is called rosh. Birth meaning desire to receive, that receives correction and is capable to receive inside the upper light. That is called the birth. That something is being born. Otherwise, it doesn't exist. If it's for the sake of reception, it doesn't exist in the spiritual. So all these things that we are talking about here is about the correction on desires to receive, and correction is with the help of the light of birth. Ha, and fulfillment is gar. I don't know if it's a good question. How can you start something with perfection? You should start with deficiency. Saying bet is chassadim, so there is no restriction on bet. How can you begin? With what force the Creator relates to the creatures? With chassadim, Rav says. But how can you start with perfect? There's no process inside. What do you mean a process? Like to give rise to zone. How can it be that light of chassadim, like a perfection, can go through a certain process? That we're saying that process starts with deficiency. In what? In whom? In creatures. So what's the deficiency, Rav says? Of the lack of chassadim. The influence of chassadim on the person brings him to correction. And that correction is in darkness and light, darkness and light, but relative to chassadim, relative to bestowal all the time, these differences change and arise. Correction is not that I feel bad or good, I know or I'm ignorant, I feel bitter or sweet. The correction is truth and false, bestowal or reception. Bestowal and reception is clarified by the light of chassadim. I feel bitter, but light of chokhmah. The heart feels light chokhmah. The mind feels chassadim. Sechel, chassadim, the sechel should be, mind should be in the light of wisdom. the clarifications are made, the distinctions are achieved precisely through light of Hasadim. Wise in Bina. Bina is understanding. Avana. We are confused, confusing things. The clarification is not the, in the kli kilim themselves, but in the intentions. And that's why all these distinctions and our wisdom and reason and criticism and analysis is all that is chasadim. That gives the difference, makes the difference. And according to the chasadim, the chokhmah will follow. You shouldn't be worried about that. Yes. I don't understand. Bina is used to be built to build the world because it's already clarified. But with that, it's in the next paragraph it says like it will use it to make clarifications. Kel acher, the other gods will not bring fruit. If a person does not aspire to chokhmah and not to chasadim, he will receive, instead of advancement, darkness, lack of ability to procreate, so to speak, to give birth. He will not earn the fruit. Yes. Why do we say Kel or Ele when we talk about the Creator, the God? There are names that are not you don't pronounce them the way they are. Why don't you call me Michael? Why do you call your father Abba? Or by name? Because of the respect, we're not ascribing to a person his name, but something external. We're not calling a person with his name, first name, but something external, like what he is according to us. So the general name is Bore, the Creator. He himself, in relation to us, when he influences us, has 10 names, according to 10 Sefirot, so-called unerasable names. When we're writing the Book of Torah, when you're mistaken in writing one of this world, you're not allowed to correct it, to erase it. We're cutting out this piece of parchment and throwing it away, not even throwing it away, but in a special place where it is buried until it's disappears. It's the sign, symbol of appreciation, of respect. Like to a great person or to your father or mother, like to those close to you that are even greater. When they're less, like these little kids, you're calling them by name. Like for a brother, you're saying, my brother, you don't say, oh brother, you're saying his name. When you're giving a name, you reveal it with him. And when it's greater than you, you don't reveal him. You kind of conceal. There's a wrapping of respect. I checked in other yeshivot, Orthodox sources, how they're doing this. How we're supposed to read in a lesson. And in this analysis, I found that when we're talking about the Creator, then we are respecting the name and not saying Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. If we're talking about the other world gods, like the idolatry, we're saying Elohim Achirim. We're not saying Elohim, the other gods, but Elohim, the other gods. Not him, but Kim. I know what's acceptable, what's their rules, of ground rules. I studied with them for many years. I told you to study it. I always had something. We're not saying Elohim, but only at when you're praying, when you're reading a Torah. But then you put it in a text just to study. You have to say Elohim. And it's clear. Hey, it's bracha.
When you're making a commandment, you're mentioning your name the way it is. Between yourself, when you're just this matter how to pronounce it. Let's say I'm reading the text alone. Does it matter if no one hears about it? We don't care about it. Do whatever you like. We're talking about how to behave correctly according to the social agreement. What is a custom? And why? It is a custom the way it is. That's why I said, because of the respect. Yes, Shivas. I want to ask Leo's question a little differently. He's saying the light of the blessing, the light of Chassidim, is equal the way it's in itself. It's also in the world of Asiya. The perfection, because there was no restriction on it. Right. Okay, yes. So I want to ask the following. Why the light of perfection that's attained in Chassidim, let's say in degree X and Asiya, is not the end of correction? What is the meaning of that's the end of correction? You attain some small degree and there's nothing more to it. As if you've had a few such opportunities in life. When you were like this, that's it. That's the end. It can't be better. In a few moments past, and you begin to, you've opened your mouth like this, and then suddenly, up. Right? So what, in spirituality also, when it's in the stove? These are kelim that are being added. And then according to your new kelim, I no longer found a fulfillment there. My vessels remain empty. I'm greater than the pleasure. Yes. So why, in the end of correction, when you receive the light of Chokhmah, that's not the way it is? What has this changed when suddenly you receive all Chokhmah? You've corrected all of your Kelim. There's no more Kelim to manifest in order to correct them. So the light that is dedicated to your Kelim fulfills the vessels completely. And that's called the end of correction. There's nothing more to manifest nor to be corrected. You've corrected everything. Tell me, maybe the Creator will have something additional for me. When will you know it's a sixth finger? Do you have a sixth finger? No. In the light that you were created with, that you were created, the same light, you exist, and that's it. And you can't imagine to yourself that there might be something except from this. Maybe there are more creatures, maybe there are more worlds, more realities, something additional. I don't know. You can say whatever you like, but you cannot attain more than what is in your kelim, period. Yes? But why attaining perfection in every degree until the end of correction is not called attaining the purpose of delighting the creatures? That's still called light of Chassidim, the perfection of Chassidim. And why in the end of correction, when that's only an additional kelim that I'm complete everyone, all the kelim, that is called the desire to delight his creatures, and that's called the Chokhmah, Chassidim. What's the difference? You tell me, no, completely no. That's not the way it is. The light of Chassidim is a light that fulfills the whole of reality from above downward from the Creator. It does not come down from one degree to the next. And that's what's called benevolent, good and does good to the evil and to the wicked and to the righteous. And that's what fulfills us, and that's it. I cannot reveal this. Only according to my fullness of form. That's the light of his love. I need to reveal the same attribute in order to feel this. And then when I will feel, what will I feel? My perception of his love will be Chokhmah. There is no difference in the light. My perception of his love, of what is this love, will be in Kelim called desire to receive. The Creator treats me with mercy. with grace. That's his attribute of love. I, let's say, develop inside myself an attribute of love towards him. What do I feel? I feel accordingly that he bestows pleasures unto me. His love is expressed in me, in my kelim, as the light of chokhmah. Oh, chokhmah. I receive a candy, I receive a bike, I receive something else and something else and many things. It's like, those thousand advices to life. And that's the expression of it in this world. And that's the way I feel, the expression of love. But that's the extent that I'm able to place my basket and to receive it inside it. So, to prepare your basket is to prepare the chassadim with respect to his chassadim, to receive inside this basket, the presence, that's called the revelation of his love, the light of chokhmah. But the perfection is discerned as perfection of chassadim until the end of correction, and the end of correction, that's something I don't understand. I don't understand what you're saying. You've also said this before, something. Chassadim is always give one the feeling of perfection, right? But again, the perfection that you feel in one degree is not a perfection you feel in a different degree. Because your vessels of reception reveal, vessels upon which you have not committed the correction of chassadim. So what is discerned as the fulfillment of chokhmah? Because the purpose of creation is to delight his creatures. You have to receive and enjoy. The Creator does not want to hear but anything else. That's it. I can come to a mother and say 1,001 wonderful things. I love you. Da, 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 da. I don't want to eat. Then you don't give her pleasure by saying this. She cannot express herself as a mother, as a giver. But she's looking at you. How my son is eating. With what appetite. How wonderful. What a wonderful thing. And that's pleasure. That when you receive, and you can't make another action except from receiving. You have no other action that you can make because you are a vessel of reception. Yes? What you have prepared yourself, you have prepared your appetite to come to the mother and to receive what she wants to give. Yes? So till the end of correction, you've only brought the basket and you haven't received nothing? No, what are you talking about? You do receive, but you receive in a very slight amount. What's the difference? The difference is that at the end of until the end of correction, you prepare yourself. Until the end of correction, you develop corrections, vessels of the soul, and also vessels of reception that incorporate with vessels of the soul. These are also corrections. That's not actual usage of these vessels of reception. That's incorporation. You rise the entire Malchut to Bina. First you've corrected the Bina, then you rise parts of Malchut to Bina. When you've rose the entire Malchut to Bina, you've prepared everything. That's the end of correction alone. You've completed the correction clearly. Now, in Rav Pe'alim HaKaptiel, you descend the Malchut below and you're saying, no mother, bring it on. And what you've received beforehand, you've received only in order to continue making these corrections. This is why this is called a thick line. It's only developing your intention. Until the end of correction, you only develop your intention. You can't say that you receive because your reception and incorporation and understand. In corporation of Achap and Galtanam, it's not reception, that's only preparing your killing. It's only to place intentions on the Achap. That's what happens until the end of correction. Even though the things that are being revealed to you, but compared with the end of correction, probably that's nothing. I don't know. Yes. But I'm trying to understand this with the example of the bike and the presents you've explained. I bring the basket. No. So that's not the way it is. Until the end of correction, until you haven't completed the correction of your kli, you don't receive nothing from the true light. So how his love is expressed of the Creator? By the fact that he helps you to correct yourself. And all the lights you receive, those small lights that are called the thick line, that is called Naran Tzadikim. All these lights are in order to help you to develop your love onwards. But the expression of this love is only in the end. How can you have a kli if still in the entire kli of Adam HaRishon there is a corruption somewhere? Then all the corrections you're making are in order to reveal where else can I correct, where else inside this general kli I lack something, where's the flaw in it. So despite the fact that you have to have feel one against the other, you have to feel perfection, advancement, and this is revealed, but that's revealed only in order to discern, in order to determine, diagnose who else is sick, where else there's sickness inside this general body. You understand? Because as a doctor, you have to know what is the general malfunctioning, correct functioning, and where else there are places in the body that have flaws. So till the end of correction, but these are two lines that are being revealed. There's no perfection. Perfection is in the fact that I want corrections, and the fact that the Creator allows me to do them. That's how I feel complete, that my kli lacks corrections, but not that I fulfill myself. Fulfilling myself, these are small illuminations that he reveals evil to me. The fact that he reveals evil constantly, I pay a lot of money to a doctor in this life, so that he will reveal this evil to me. If I'm cleaved onto the goal and my evil is revealed, then what can be better? What happiness and the thankfulness? Oh, let's continue. We're in Rosh, in the second column, in page Nun Aleph, at the permanence that he has determined, the Bet, in order to create the world with it, meaning the prior matter of each Protsuf, meaning that this will not be absent from no Protsuf of perfection, in the matter of the completion of the first three that are needed in order for the Mochin of Holada, is not the most important thing in the Protsuf, but to discern as pure additions, meaning what's up to the good deeds of the inferiors. But the aspect of Vak will never lack. Came the letter Aleph came and didn't answer. The Creator told her, Aleph, Aleph, why don't you enter in front of me as the rest of the letters? How can he ask such a question if he has given everything to Aram Bet? So she said, the Creator of the world, I saw that because I saw how all the letters left unsatisfied. Besides, you have already presented the letter Bet with this greatest gift of all. She's asking, in what am I better than the rest of the letters, and how, what should I enter if the letter B received everything? And it would not be proper for the King of the universe to take back the gift that he gave to another and give it to someone else. Look how righteous she is. The Creator then said, even though the world is created with the letter Bet, you shall stand at the head of all letters. And it really deserves. Look what discernment she has. That she is the smallest of everyone. Why does she deserve to enter if they haven't received? And how can she enter and receive something? In the letter Bet received, so how can it be the Creator will swap his decision, will change the decision? My unity will be expressed through you, and all the calculations and actions of this world shall commence with you. And all the unity is only in letter Aleph, because what she said, we see that this unity happens because of her. The interpretations that you've already known that all these questions of the letters are raising man of the letters, and the answers are the descension of the man, and hence this great perfection in the item in the letter Aleph will not occur in an awakening of her mind, but only because of the awakening from above. Just like it is written in the Zohar about the verse, she fell and she will not rise up, the Virgin of Israel. She will not stand up by herself, but the Creator will lift her. And accordingly, both in the beginning of the Atzilut of the Mochin Degar, the beginning of the emanation of Mochin Degar, meaning when they were in Shashuim, in the palace of Abba Ve'ima, that in this the Zohar is engaging in the above mentioned. And also in the end of correction, the item Aleph, the letter Aleph will not evoke in raising man from below upward on the way of the stemming of the Mochin Degar during Shital Feshani. But everything will be in the meaning of awakening from above alone. That's the meaning of she will not get up by herself, but the Creator will lift her. And that's the meaning of his words here when he says, came the word Aleph, you will not rise. The Creator told her, Aleph, Aleph, why don't you come? This implies in the fact that Aleph was not evoked at all in raising man, just like the rest of the letters, until the Creator told her, and that's the meaning of the Creator would lift her. And they've said Aleph Aleph twice, which is to imply on these two times. The first is when the letters were in the Shashuim, and the second implies on the end of correction, because then also the Creator by herself would lift her. And that's what's written, because all letters left you with no benefit, because the meaning that the Aleph did not rise man by herself, was not proud to rise man by herself, was because she saw that all letters left with no benefit, because it was clear that in all the levels there is an aspect of one opposite the other. And this is why she also thought that she is not better than them. And also against her there is something corresponding. And when she said, what should I work for you? Because I saw that I'm not better than them. And that's the meaning of, and but you gave the letter Bet, then why should a king, why should the upper king swap his decision? And the second meaning that I wasn't proud to rise man was because I saw that you've already determined the structure of every face and the virtue of the letter Bet. Just like it is written, the world of mercy will be created. So I had no doubt that there will be a possibility for a change in it, because a king will not pass a gift that he gave to one worker and give it to another. When it's written, the Creator told her, Aleph, Aleph, even though I will create the world with the letter B, you will be the head of all the letters. Meaning, because it's correct that the world was already created with the letter Bet, and that's also true that I will not pass its gift to another, because it's not the way it is with us. It's to begin with, what is the meaning of the letter Aleph? When the Creator and its light builds such a providence, then the letter Aleph, it's not that the letter Aleph can receive, that there's something that does not fall in place, that does not fall in place with this providence the light has created to begin with. So that's why the Creator cannot swap from one to another. It's not that the honor of the king or something like in this world, but just the same regularity that exists in the letter Aleph will not allow it to perform a different duty of the way it is built, because that's the way it's built.
But this is only Vak without Rosh. That's why Itvan has slacking Rosh, because they're not worthy of blossoming in fruit, except it. That it will not continue to Rosh, meaning of Ga, of a reception of Bchinat Mochin of Ga, which is Mochin of Panim and birth. It's written, Leit beichuda el abach, bach ufashon ubinin, ulmin ga'alma, meaning that my unity will not be revealed in the world only through you, and in addition to that, because all this issue of reward and punishment and return that will, the Gmar Tikkun will be based on, only through you, because Bet is only the essence of Parsuf, that does not depend at all on the actions of the lower. And if they will see and make bad deeds in their actions, that nothing will change. But Mochin completely depend on the actions of the lower. If they will sin, then the Mochin of Gar will disappear. If they do good deeds, the mochin will, of Gar will continue. This is what is said, Bach Yushbenin, Kol Hushbenin, all the calculations that they will corrupt the actions, meaning, as written, that the Creator made the world direct, and they all did all sophisticated calculations, that points to Mohin of Gar, meaning that man draws the Mohin of Gar. And that is written that all is built on the light of Aleph, meaning that points to the great unity that Gmar Tikkun will be built on letter Aleph, meaning Aleph is all the providence until the Gmar Tikkun, yes? Bet is the power of blessing that works inside it, meaning corrections. Aleph seemingly is like a pattern that exists until Gmar Tikkun. The bet is like the force inside that pattern that operates and drives all these kilim to corrections. You can ask, but afterwards the letters disappear. What happens to the letter Aleph, let's say Tzimtzum Bet, all the things that all the letter Aleph signifies, the Galgal Tanav above, the Galgal below, Parsa between, all that is cancelled? No, as we're thinking, all the lower degrees, all that the person goes through, all that unites with him, follows him, and there is another form, new form of Gmar Tikkun that is on the degree, on the new degree is expressed, but it's not cancelled, it receives another form in this last degree of Gmar Tikkun, and these all actions, as they are like supporting and existing within, nothing is disappearing. Nothing disappears. No states, no conditions that a person goes through till the latest detail are not annulled, evoked, but they are expressed in one moment, one instance, and they build the kli of person in Gmar Tikkun, also this kli of Tzimtzum Bet with him, with which he is correcting himself until Gmar Tikkun. All that includes within and exists. And on top of that, an additional form of Gmar Tikkun is precisely the consequence of all the previous degrees. Yes. You said Aleph is the force which protects. You mean protection? No. Aleph symbolizes us. Laws of second restriction. Yud above, Galgaltinaim, Dalet below is Achab, and this line, diagonal line in between is Parsav, and if a person structures his Kli according to this structure, then he corrects himself. That's it. That's what I want to say, no more. So what is the power of unity? Meaning through the unity, Aleph unites all the desires to Bina, and in Bina, they unite together. Yes, Galgal corrected, Galgal for the sake of reception, or bestowal, unite together, and then later they unite with the Achap, and then all of them enter Yehud, unity. All the correction is in unity, power of unity. The corrupted desires, meaning they're broken, meaning they're dispersed. How do you should? Separated. And all the correction is to unite. We don't need to correct each desire individually, except for uniting all desires together. Like each individual person, we shouldn't correct each one individually, but we need to correct him relative to the others, his attitude to the others. That's what we need to correct, and that what corrects the person. Meaning, if you look at each one individually, you have to check his attitude to the others. He himself, standalone, is just like a pure, raw qualities, attributes. what needs to change is his attitude to the others.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know if it's a relevant question. No, that's from history. That at the third and second temple, the form of letters, worship, letters were different in written. Form of letters was different. Is there any sense in it? In writing, I don't think that a lot of things changed. I think it might be that the printed letters were a little bit different from the way they are printed today, but their essence is the same, just expression a little bit different. At least from 11th century, when Zohar was revealed, we see the forms of the letters. The letters, the forms of letters is in the Torah. They are passed from generations and generations. You know how what details and what strict rules they're observing in this? And what historians are saying, let them do their research. But we have perception of Torah from one generation to another generation. If there's one thing that the person does change, you understand how it changes, how it's important not to change. And I remember when I was in France, in England, when I visited England, in Spain, when I visited all these museums. They have a lot of Kabbalistic texts from the ages of, like, which are ancient, like 700-800 years ago, to see the same form of letters. And I don't think that, let's say, if we take a book, if we had a book from 11th century, that suddenly there is a change from something that happened before that. When I came to Bnei Baruch, you explained to us that the form of letters before the first temple, their origin from the Tzimtzum Aleph, the root of Tzimtzum Aleph, but the expression, the form of them, no. It's possible that there was a little bit of a change. Also, it's difficult for us to say, and I don't want to start discussing this because this thing is not clarified. How all the Tanta, the letters and all the attributes of the letters, how they changed. They worked to receive for the sake of bestowal until the fall, the ruin of the first temple, and also the fall of the second temple. Still, it was the Umachan of Neshama, the Kilim bestowal for the sake of bestowal, how the Kilim changed and how the writing and the expression was left different. I don't want to dwell on this. Even the Hebrew was pronounced in the throat, and these are things that it's too difficult to extend, will not be able to come out of it. It's too early to explain in general how the nation changed because they lost their spiritual degree, how they changed in the material things. I don't want... Well, I want to ask... Yes. No, friends, no. You don't need that.